Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where freedom of thought might be our most important product. Today's topic is my say. Are you as much a believer in outside-the-box ideas as I am? If so, you'll know how frustrating it is to find someone else who can really represent our ideas and points of view. This is especially true in the political arena, which will get a lot of attention through the November 4th election. While people will claim to represent my point of view and want me to vote for them, I'm not convinced they can ever adequately represent my beliefs. Instead of trying to get them to think like me and speak on my behalf, I would rather have them enable me to speak for myself. How can that work in the governmental and political arena? One way is to simply transfer some of their ability to represent us and make decisions to me and you and others who have to live with those decisions. That means a transfer of power, yes. So here are a dozen suggestions addressed to political candidates and decision makers on how to transfer power from themselves to the rest of us. In random order. Number 7. Support procedures that would encourage more direct and active public involvement in public policy, such as national referenda, or a self-directed income tax where taxpayers earmark general categories for how their tax money would be used. We do have constitutional amendments, but that's a long and unwieldy process. 3. Similarly, support public policies that are clearly backed by a significant majority of the public, regardless of your personal opinions on the issue, unless those policies would harm a politically powerless group. 9. If your income is several or many times the amount the average worker receives, refuse or give back money, take a pay cut, give it away, or use extra money above an average income to hire more staff to promote a more democratic process between you and the public. Make what the average person makes. The average household income is about $40,000 a year. Refuse to accept special benefits, such as a golden parachute retirement package that is much more generous than Social Security or what others get. 6. Hold regular town meetings or have people vote electronically to offer feedback. Follow the wishes of larger majorities and look for other alternatives when two options are given almost equal public support. 1. Send letters to constituents telling them, "Thank you for writing. I changed my vote, or cast my vote as you urge me to do, because of your convincing argument. And mean it." 4. Prioritize public appearances to be in places where those with the least access can have a say. Don't use them as photo ops, but as places for dialogue where you talk little and listen much. 11. Invite others to speak on your behalf or instead of you as part of your allotted time during talks. If others are prevented from speaking, read their comments word for word. 8. Make proposals and advocate issues that will benefit the least politically and economically powerful. But do it only after talking with them, so it is coming from all of us, not just you, the candidate or politician. 12. Walk in the shoes of some of those in your district. Shadow them and find out what's really important to them. You won't feel it personally, but you'll have a pretty good second-hand idea of how they get by on a low income, for example, or struggle with health care costs or heating costs. 10. Ask for help from those who are especially concerned but not influential and not normally asked for feedback. Ask them to initiate ideas and proposals for changes in policies and laws. 2. Level the playing field for influence over decision-making and when possible, tilt the field in favor of those who have fewer lobbyists and less access to power and influence. Seek out their opinions. Don't wait for someone to contact you. And finally, 5, find other ways for the public to feel real ownership in our state and country's policies and lawmaking. The more people are active and engaged and have some power over how our state and country operate, the more we will be responsible citizens who are able to solve our problems and live a secure and happy life. Would you like to have political representatives who are giving power back to people instead of holding it for themselves? How can you find people who will do that? If you think I have too much power with this feature, email news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in finding real public servants.